in the star, in the star.
Welcome back to Golf DMV. I'm Claude LB, still in Florida, but is going to have
Georgia.
Oh, you crossed the Florida Georgia line. Isn't that a group?
Yes.
He crossed the Florida Georgia line. He's now in Georgia, making his way back up to the DMV. It's so funny. And Vern's here as well. Now, anytime someone says Georgia, it reminds me of this Judge Judy episode. Now, here's why. Because there was this poor grandmother who's just trying to take care of her grandkids. The daughter isn't there, and the daughter's doing all this stuff, and the daughter's trying to take money from her mom, even though the mom is watching the kids, just all kind of crazy stuff. But the mother, every time she said Georgia, she kept saying Georgia, Georgia. You know, she'd say Florida. And she's like, yes, Judge, I'm now in Georgia. I live in Georgia, and they live in Florida. And they'll drive up to Florida. Like, and I just felt so bad for her because she kept saying Georgia. So now anytime somebody says anything about Georgia, the only thing that I hear is Georgia, Georgia. Yes, I'm in Georgia. And so anyway, we got a lot of golf to get to. We got Waverly to talk about. We've got Lake Presidential. I want to love it. I want to like it. It has so much potential. We'll get to current frustrations with Lake Presidential. But first, Lawrence Brooks crossing that Florida line over into Georgia, making his way back to the DMV from covering the Players. Look, I asked LB this in our day one recap, Vern. I want to ask you, was it just me or did this feel like the start of the PGA season? Like, this felt like something. You know what I mean? Like, I watched a lot of events before this, like, you know, Waste Management, Genesis, all that stuff.
Riviera was probably the one that was closest to
But this felt like this is something. And this and it felt like that for me since the beginning of the week. And then the first round, second round, it all felt like it was a big event. They talk about it being the fifth major. It definitely felt like that. How did it, before we even talk about what happened and you know, we call Scottie Scheffler Michael Myers because he's always around the corner. You can never get away from him. How did it feel to you?
I agree with everything you said. It definitely felt like
this, by the way, is our D'Angelo question. How does it feel?
Okay. So for those who don't know, it was bad Genuine last week. Now we got the D'Angelo reference.
We're trying to catch Bailey Davis up to
mid-90s R&B. Yeah. Early aughts. It did feel like of the tournaments you listed, like you said, we've watched them. We watched, Mayhill was pretty good. Honda, which Scheffler also won, I believe. Yeah. And, you know, the Honda and everything else. But Riviera and here are the best two thus far. And, man, this was a match. I guess because they're crowd, Claude. I feel like Riviera is maybe more the golf nerds tournament and the golfers tournament. And the Players seems to be, like, do you talk about the fifth major? I saw more coverage for this in my news feed from like outlets, not golf and not Golf Digest and not the sporting ones. It seemed to have a broader appeal. And I'm sure LB will tell us when he was down there, it seems like there's probably, it's not like, you know, Waste Management is his own thing, but it's probably got a broader vibe in terms of like, the casual person's like, oh, hey, golf. And namely because I really think, if I'm being honest, as either love it or hate it, the Island Green, the 17th green, when people see that who are remotely familiar, it's like, oh, the thing's happening, like the things, and they jump in. And besides that, though, the play we got was amazing. I do want to say real quick for those who listen who are not in our text threads, man, if you don't know, obviously, if you're listening to this, obviously, you know, Scheffler won again, but I had the text queued up, ready to send. And I, as Wyndham Clark putted, it got maybe three quarters of the way to the hole and I hit send. And then it like lift out the text that I sent, because in my head I could just hear Ray Lewis. And the first thing that came in my head, I said, back to MF and back, first to ever do it, never led, but never dead. Chef's cooking. That's what I sent in the text.
And very, they're like, cleverly worded.
It sounds better. Yeah, it sounds better when you say it versus when you read it. But when I sent it, Wyndham Clark's putt like went in, and I was like, oh, I almost look like an idiot. And then it just came right back out. But no, to your point, Claude, yeah, this felt like all the way up until the finish, just every day, day after day after day, the leaderboard's moving, Shoffley's doing things. We got Wyndham Clark in the mix, Harmon. Early on, we had some of the younger guys in the mix before they fell off. So Yeah. This was legit. This is like the energy you kind of want going into your golf season as an amateur, and then with 2 weeks to go until we get to the big one, until we get to the
If
Masters.
we get to the Masters. Now, by the way, just by way of so Austin Eckroat won the Cognizant Classic, the old Honda Classic.
Oh, okay. What? No. The Honda Club. But who won? Bay Hill.
Oh, was that Wyndham who won the Bay Hill?
I'll look it
I
up.
think so. Yeah, it wasn't Scheffler, I don't
It
think.
wasn't
It might have been
Scheffler hasn't won
Wyndham.
that yet this year. Okay, so
It
he
might have
must have
been
been in
Wyndham. I
contention.
think Scotty finished second at Bay Hill,
That's what it was. Okay, all right. Forgive me.
and
Yeah,
Wyndham might
yeah,
have finished first. But
yeah. Yeah,
anyway.
but the reason I thought that is because I remember at that tournament, his putter had caught on fire just like it did here in the last round. I'm sure we'll get to him eventually. But last thing I'll say real quick, I didn't. Now, I have a screenshot of it.
Scotty
I
didn't
didn't.
win, though. Scotty, I feel like Scotty won this year.
Yeah,
We'll agree
check.
with
Yeah.
Clayburn.
Yeah, no, I was going to say. So, LB, I took. Early on the Thursday, like everyone else, I'm energized. I'm watching Thursday, and at the end of Thursday, they were kind of recapping the stories on, I think, NBC or Golf Channel or whatever, and they're going over the leaderboard and talking about Clark and Schauffele and all these guys, and they don't say all they mentioned for Schauffele or excuse me for Scheffler was they was like, oh, Scheffler's putting well and such and such, and they go on to the next person. I was like, huh, and I looked at the leaderboard. I just like took a screenshot of my phone and all the stories they talked about, and then like six spots down, I think T5 or T6 was Scheffler, and I screenshotted it and I circled it because I said, y'all playing games. I said, this is the picture in the horror film when it's like, it's like a family picture and everybody's there, and it's like, wait, who's that? Wayne in the back? Is that Michael Myers? I don't think so. I don't think that's him. And then it cuts to the fourth round, and he's like right on you with the knife right above you. It's like, how did he do this, bro? Didn't lead once, and then shows up when he needs to, just like we talk about Holmes, all these other guys, man, in the fourth round, and just puts together a hell of a round.
Yeah, Chef did win the
Arnold
Arnold
Palmer.
Palmer. Yeah, he won the Arnold Palmer.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So
Okay,
back to
so
back wins.
2 weeks back
Yeah,
to
that's what I
back.
said. So yeah, I had it right. Yeah, so 2 weeks. Yeah. See, no, boy, what you just did right there, Claude, is exactly what they were doing on Thursday with like, hey, Wyndham Clark and this guy, and his story is amazing, and he came back from a thing. All right,
Then
Scheffler's there. Scheffler's
Xander's
around.
breakout win.
Y'all keep acting like last year, like we kept saying last year over and over again, T2, 5, 3,
Yes.
top 10. And it's
He's
just like, man,
always in the mix.
if he could just putt, best ball striker in the game, now he's putting, and now you have a problem.
And
So
I
that's it.
was watching Golf Channel this morning, and I'm trying to, was it Bramble Chamblee? Somebody was like, they were eating breakfast, and Thagala was there with his team. He wanted to say, hey, listen, man, you're not that far back. You're five behind. And they were talking about different golfers, and no one mentions Scottie Scheffler. I'm like,
Didn't even mention
Scottie's only
him.
five shots back. That's not safe. That's like when you're, and again, I like the Michael Myers comparison because it's funny. It's like when you see the people run from Michael Myers, they run downstairs, they run out the house. They still see him in the old house window, but they
Yeah.
run across the street. That's five strokes back. That's not safe. He can
No.
get across the street and in the house without you knowing because, you're going to trip and fall, aka hit a ball in the water, or you're going to hit the ball in the rough, you're going to trip up the stairs, you're going to forget to lock the door, or you're going to get to the door and you can't unlock it, and now he's walking you down. Like, there's going to be something that you do where you're not going to be able to stave off Scottie Scheffler. And that's
Yeah.
just what, and that's just kind of the way it is. Now, LB, when the fourth round started, he was back five strokes. What was the feel like when he was starting to catch? Because it's different watching it because we can watch the leaderboard in real time. We can see what's going on in different, holes. But explain what you were seeing and how you were covering it and what you were feeling like there when you were when it was all going on.
Yeah, so I didn't initially follow Scotty. I was following Xander initially, when I first got first when they started.
Deservedly so. He was the
Right,
54th leader, I think, right?
they were battling for back and forth for the lead there. But so there are billboards or scoreboards everywhere. Not well, strategically placed enough that you would know who's going on. And everybody's got a phone. So anytime you are somewhere else, somebody else is talking about what Scotty is doing. And then I think I caught up with Scotty on the fourth hole, I want to say, maybe somewhere. Yeah, it was fourth hole. By that time, the crowds, Scotty had the biggest crowd.
They're like, forget Wyndham Clark and Xander. We got to see what
Yeah, I
Scotty
mean,
going to do
really,
first.
this was kind of because at that point, Scotty hadn't really made a move. But he had the biggest following going. He had a bigger following than Rory always has a good crowd. but not today. Everybody was following Scotty. And to your point earlier about the well, one more thing. It was sold out Saturday, and I'm assuming, I know Saturday was sold out. I don't know if Sunday was sold out or not. But it was just to see, I mean, it was people everywhere. It was so bad today that I didn't even attempt to go to the 17th at all.
Right.
Because it was just, I walked through there one time early and I'm like, oh, this is not going to work. So I just walked through it, basically around it and back out the other side. Because it was just so many people. Everybody's camped out waiting for, you know, whatever show was going to happen there. The point you made earlier about this feeling like the beginning of the season, there were so many media from all over the world. I heard so many languages being spoken in the media center and around the whole interviewing area and all that stuff. I couldn't keep track of them. You know, some people, I'd say hi to somebody and they go, bleh. Like, oh, okay.
A variation of blah, 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 blah.
Right, you know what I mean? Because exactly. I don't know what they were speaking, you know what I mean?
It might as well have been that.
Exactly. Yeah. The warm one from Charlie Brown. But yeah, everybody was there. Every continent and country seemed to have been to have a representative there. The fans were geeked up, especially, you know, on the back nine when Scotty had started to make that move and when he got the lead. I mean, you couldn't even. I went into the media center to get. I was tired. I went and sat down and got something to drink. And I said, "Well, I'll go back and catch them at 18. And I went like, he must have been on ball 15 then. I said, well, I'll just go to 18 and wait for them to come up there.
Right.
I couldn't even get close enough to see the green.
Wow.
At 18.
Really?
No matter where, I mean, no matter which side I went up, and I tried to go up into this, there's a clubhouse, not a clubhouse, but a pavilion up there they have set up, you know, for ritzy people or whatever. I tried to sneak in there. And I got pretty close to. I thought my badge could get me through. Turns out, no. but there was no. You couldn't even. It was just a sea of people. Mm-hmm. And as I'm standing across the way on the other side, just kind of taking in the scenery of these mass of humanity. So somebody walked. A couple walked up to me. And said, "Excuse me, sir. Do you any idea you think two short people can go to see 18?" I said, "Yeah, watching on TV over there. That's all you're gonna see. There's no way in hell you're gonna get up there to the green." So yeah, so when Wyndham's putt lipped out, you know, I was standing over where they come in for the score to put the cards in, and you just stand there and you know what happened. Just listen to the roars and the groans, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the crowds were. They were excited. They were ready for, you know, some fireworks to come down there on the home stretch. And it was the one thing I will say about being there that I don't like is that you miss so much stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unless something happens right in front of you where you happen to be at that particular time, then you know you're not gonna see it. You're just gonna hear the roars and the cheers. Right. So that part is a little, you know, especially too when you got a phone. I could have watched it on my phone, but the, you know, the cell service is so spotty out there. You're so far away from everything and this and the other. But overall, it was a great time. I really enjoyed it. I'm really tired. I got sunburned as usual, but it was fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Claude, are we at the point where, or both of you, I guess, where? Just from a sports conversation standpoint, can we start comparing Scheffler to Mahomes, or does he need to get another major? He has that quality where it's just like, particularly this last playoff run where everyone was like, well, they won't win on the road. Oh, they did. Well, the Bills, and it's going to be cold. Oh, they won that too. And it's until eventually you just submit and just be like, I guess he's solid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's a little too early though.
Majors.
The reason is because. And I don't know, Scotty's run for the most part has been, and maybe my math is on, maybe, what, 2.5 years, maybe, something like that, where he's been cold, like for 2.5, maybe, like just been like the dude. I feel like there was a portion of his career where Jordan Spieth was doing this, where Jordan Spieth
That's
for like
true.
a year and a half, two
Won a
years,
bunch, yep. Mm-hmm.
Man, just was money. And yeah. then when he lost that Masters in dramatic fashion, when he choked it away, you know, yeah. he just kind of never regained, you know, that
form,
foothold
yeah.
he had. Yeah, and so, yeah. And golf is just that way. You know, it's just it's a different sport where you're hot and it looks like you'll be unbeatable, mm-hmm. and then you can't win. Now the difference though is that Scotty, like before I toss the LB with it, is that like we said, he's always in contention though. Like he's not missing cuts, he's not even missing top tens. You know, he's there, you know, for the most part when he's playing. And so I don't know if it's time to compare him to that.
That's
right
my
now.
Point. So, yeah, it might be too high, but mm-hmm. it's what you said there. It's just he's always there's rarely one where it's like, oh, he had three good tournaments, oh, and a missed cut. It's right. like, nope. If he's playing, he in the mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, it's way too early for that.
Okay. All right.
Because and he definitely has to because in golf we have to if we're going to do that kind of comparison, then only thing that really matters is the majors.
Majors. Yeah, he's got to do the majors. Right. That's what I figured. Okay.
So, yeah.
Early.
So he's got to make some real headway in those areas. Okay. But you can't. I got his numbers up right now. At 100 since he's been on tour since he came on 2020. Mm-hmm. At 118.
Scheffler came on tour in 2020?
Yeah, he joined the tour in 2020.
That's what I mean.
Right. He just got here. Right, he just got here. At 118 events, he's made 99 cuts.
Maybe he is Mahomes, actually. No,
well, but again, the, you know, regular seasons, they say regular season, you can have all the stats you want for regular seasons. Yeah. We don't count that in golf.
I guess not. This player's is pretty tough. He's got the just the one Masters, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, he got 49 top 10 finishes out of 118 starts. Oof. Almost half.
Jeez.
Of his starts are top 10s.
Yeah. Not just top half, and not just making cuts. Almost half of his starts are top 10 top finishes.
10s. Yeah.
Okay, from one guy's numbers to the next, I do have a Manny Millions LB for you.
Okay.
So you and Vern will compete in this.
Oh, wow. Oh, switching right. it up.
Yeah, so Sepp Straka is the yes. Manny Millions oh, wow. winner for this week. Made the cut, finished last. So let's see. Sepp Straka has played in, he's 30 years old, from Austria. He has played in 149 events. Out of those 149, he's made 85 cuts, which is a great number. He has mm-hmm. two PGA Tour wins. He has three runner-ups, two third places, 11 top five finishes, and 17 top 10 finishes. Seb's getting it done, all right? He joined the tour in 2019, 1 year before Scheffler over.
Right.
How much has he won in his career?
LB, you have honors.
Okay, I'm going to go with 17.5.
Okay, 17.5.
Okay, right. I'm going to be honest and say the first number came to my head was 15. I was the round number was like 15 though.
Vern, you are the winner. Officially 14.2, essentially.
Okay, 14. We're both pretty 2. Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, 15. I saw him a couple of times over the week. Okay. I think I actually even took a couple of pictures of him.
Seb Straka, by the way, was on the Ryder Cup team last year, right?
Yes.
Which was profiled on Full Swing. Did you guys watch Full Swing at all? I know Vern.
Yeah.
Last year, the previous.
No, mm-hmm. season two. You know season two.
Season two. We haven't started that yet.
And LB, you haven't seen it either?
Not season two, no.
Okay. I'm really interested in you guys' take on,
okay.
Joel Damon.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
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 He said a couple of things that was like, what is this guy talking about? You might have already known because I think somebody's.
Thought he was on season. Wasn't he on one of the other shows? Was it Full Swing?
He was on season one, too, I think.
No, that's what you're talking about. He was on one,
but he's also on season two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Let's just say, you know, someone had an elevated view of themselves, I think. I won't spoil it. I'll wait till you guys watch it.
Okay.
And I just want to see if there's something that he says that jumps out to you guys as that's an interesting way to look
odd,
at
odd thing to say.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to see what you guys think about. So we won't even go into that. Anything else, LB, from the players?
Yeah, just a couple of tidbits here and there. Shane Lowry is a only we can say this on this show, so I won't say it. I'll refer to him. There's a term they use for dogs that are females.
any particular reason why he's
So it was hole number seven on day one, mm-hmm. right? I'm standing, I got my camera, I'm taking pictures of everybody. I took some pictures of him as well. Some guys behind me, so he misses a short par putter, I think it was. It maybe 5 feet or something, right? And the guys behind me, they just lay into him, start laughing, making fun of him, that kind of stuff. Okay. And he looks, and these guys are standing behind me, right? So he like points towards them, which is me, and says real class, or something like, you know, something low class, whatever he said. So the guys, they all laugh and stuff, and then because they were coming off the green, so those guys walked away. So apparently when he got down there toward the green, he said something to a marshal. And then a marshal comes back up to where me and the other people were standing saying, well, who said that? Who said something to that guy, to Shane? And we were like, it was those guys. But, they walked away. But they were going to kick them out. If the marshal had saw who the guys were, they were going to get kicked out because Shane was mad at them for laughing at him because he missed the putt. I mean, come on, dude. We all miss
punk. Punk is the word. You want to use the word punk. That's what you mean. You use punk stuff. Yeah.
He didn't like that. So, won't be. Well, I didn't move on before, and I definitely won't now.
again, you know, we're not asking for waste management out here, you know, the way the fans act there. But if they laugh, could you miss the putt? Like,
right.
Come on, man.
You mean, come on. Right.
Pick it up and go. You're a pro. Come on, man. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be the last putt you missed, that's for sure.
Oh.
Let's see. The food, you know, the media center, we get food. They feed us breakfast, lunch, and they have afternoon snacks and stuff. One day was really good. We had some jerk chicken kebabs and salads and stuff. It was really nice. The rest of the days was trash. I'm just going to say that.
All right.
Careful, because the PGA is listening to the tour.
Well, then hear me well. Your food was trash on the rest of the day.
Okay. Good try, Claude. Well, I appreciate you trying to.
There are just credentials at stake.
Leaned into it.
Well, I'll bring my next
Don't
time
ask him again.
Lunch.
Don't make him say it a third time. Just right. Keep moving on.
Lawrence, how do you feel about the food in the media?
So I went into the fan shop, and, you know, they gave us a little discount. So I bought a shirt because I said, well, you know, I don't know if I'm ever coming back.
You're here.
Right. I bought a quarter zip, of course. Mm-hmm. It was $103.
I was going to say $290, but okay, that's pretty good.
It was $103. And that hurt me to my heart to spend that, to buy that shirt. There were shirts in there that I saw quarter zips, different, you know, every brand. FootJoy had one, you know, Adidas, every brand has their own players' shirts. $186 for a quarter zip. Was going for. I don't even know whose brand it was, right. But it was $186. I mean, come on, y'all. What are we doing? The first day I took 300 and some pitches. The next day I took 266 pitches. And today I think I was down to about 80.
Tired.
You self-edited. Like, you know what?
I took pitches of you. I'm good. I was on the island green when, was it Minwoo Lee? Mm-hmm. Made that 60-foot putt. I was there for that one.
Nice.
Of course, I wasn't rolling video, of course, but I was there for that putt. This was really weird because we had this conversation on the media bus coming back one day. The number of, I'm just walking around, right? And you hear, you hear conversations along the way. There were so many conversations of women talking to either other women or men about another woman's dress, the way they were dressed.
Oh, so a lot of women were critiquing other women about inappropriate or?
Oh, that whole thing.
Yeah. Why she got that on? She knows she shouldn't wear that, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Just mad because can't wear it, which is what the husband can't say.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Why does she have that on? Let me look to see further.
Yeah, right. That thing is up to her butt. Yes,
I disapprove of that.
Yeah,
yes. I appreciate your moo-moo looks so much better.
I don't know why she's wearing that. Nothing against a woman named Patrice. It's just a stereotype.
and the final thing was, so I'd be, you know, again, I'm moving around. I'm getting in different spots. And, you know, invariably I take some pictures and somebody would kind of like look around to see who, look at my credentials, my badge, to see what, you know, what was going on. So one guy, and then they would all start, you know, say, oh, the badge. Oh, so who you taking pictures for? And that's, we get to talk about the show or whatever. And invariably they would tell me how they were almost a pro. You know, I'm a scratch golfer. You know, I told my wife, you know, if I could just get a year off of work and I could really concentrate on it, I think I can make it. I think I can make it because I'm really good. I'm really good. And, you know, I just go, oh, okay. Well, you know, sponsorship, that's the hardest thing. You know, you got to get somebody to pay the bills while you out here practicing. But that happened to me at least three or four times with guys who would tell me how good they were. And they should really be out there, but you know, I had to stop because I, you know, wife and kids, I think of family.
That's the reason, so,
yep. Right? That's why they didn't make it on tours.
Sir, please go look at the Korn Ferry and the APGA and all the other mini tours and ask yourself if on the given weekend you could just go out there and put up 63 with those guys. If not, you are not good enough. Odds are you're probably really, really good. You should be a club pro.
Yeah,
be the champion at your club, but that's about it. Also, I appreciate LB earlier. We kind of just glossed over you trying to use your, because I did a little bit of this at the BMW the last time I went. Trying to use your press pass to just go ahead and just get on up into the box seats.
Yeah, the box seats up here.
And I like how I just imagine how discreetly, how, you know, you just wander up there and the security guard's like, oh, hey, sir, so the media center is over that here. Way. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Because you have a media badge. So that's not this badge up here. So it's good try, though.
We'll see what happened. One of the guys I met on, he works for the local Jaguars sports station.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. So he and I got to talk on the shuttle bus, and he told me, he said, you know, your badge could get you into this other building where they give us drinks.
Oh, he set you up. He's seen this.
So,
dude,
I went to where I thought he told me today, and like, because we had a little thing, you scan it, you know, and they go, and the guy looked at me, the guard. I'm like, well, I was told it would work. He said, well, let's try it again. So he took it. He tried it three, four times. I'm like, okay, let's just call it good. It doesn't work. So doing the trophy ceremony, I see the guy again that I was talking to in the bus. His name is John. And he said, hey, did you go get the drinks? I'm like, no, man. I went over there and told me it wouldn't work. And he said, well, where'd you go? I said, that one right there by 18. He said, no, it's not that one. It's the one down there by 9. I'm like, oh, well, then maybe that's why it didn't work. So I never did get the free drinks. But yeah. But all in all, again, it was a very, very nice event. The course burned. If there's going to be a trip,
it sounds like I need to pivot off North Carolina or something. We got to go to
Florida. Well, no, I'm not saying, but at some point, I wouldn't mind playing that course. I really wouldn't.
That's amazing to hear. I feel like I need to go there right now. We need to capture on this right now, Claude, before he changes his mind and be like, it's what?
In Wisconsin, we're going down to Florida now this year.
Because it is a I've heard more people talk about the grass, even just women, like, well, what kind of grass is this? You know, because it was just beautiful.
Got to get down there. By the way, those guys who think that they could be pro, just go to YouTube and subscribe to the Fire Pit Collective's channel and watch the episodes of The Grind, where they're following people like Mark Baldwin and others who are, you know, close to middle age and still trying to make the tour. Also scratch golfers.
And who are technically pros right now. They're where you think you want to be.
Yeah.
Right. They're playing right now. Yeah, go look at what they're doing and see if... Yeah.
We're talking about living in cars. We're talking about families upset because where's the money coming from? And just watch it.
You get
just
serious.
Watch it. I know you could if you just took off a year. But
oh, 1 year is all it takes. That's super
disrespectful. That's what he said. If I just took off 1 year from work... Okay. I think so. So anyway,
I was a millionaire. I would like if I would almost pay. I'm like, who? What's your name? What's your name now? I'm gonna give you. How much? How much you a year? I'm gonna give you that 1 year just to watch, and see how close you get. Don't even make it out of regionals at your local club. You get beat by the old man at your spot. Yeah, get out of here.
Anyway. All right. Well, anyway, Vern, you guys had number one LB. Man, thanks for driving down and covering things. DeMarcus Cooper hit me up on Instagram. And, he thought I was the one that said, no, LB's down. And he said, man, that's a long drive. I said, yeah, man, but, you know, LB's got time now. So he's on the road, the traveling man. So, yeah, he said, good for you, too, LB. He said, good for you.
Cool. Thank
So
you.
we got two rounds to talk about. Vern, got the season started. We'll start with Waverly, and then we'll spend some time complaining about Lake Presidential.
Okay. excuse me. As per usual, Waverly was good. Went out. Want to say we had three. Myself, Glenn, and Jermon was the
Have
was
Jermon
the third.
Played
Oh, you know,
Waverly
four.
this
I'm
week?
sorry. Gabrey came out because
Oh.
Krubin was going to be the fourth. He was a late scratch. Yeah. So myself, Jermon, Gabrey, and Glenn.
Any? Well, I know you and Glenn have played Waverly. Any of the other? Did Gabrey and Jermon play Waverly at all?
Gabrey has. Gabrey lives.
Okay.
He's like nearby, so he's played Waverly a bunch. Jermon, I don't. He either hadn't or hadn't played it in long enough that it was basically new to him.
Yeah,
and I
it's
didn't
such
know
a
until
great course, man.
It
it's
is.
Such a great spot.
It is. And again, you know, Thursday. It was the Thursday we had the 75 degrees, perfect day. Took you know took a good day off. Beautiful. Nothing bad to say about it. It was sort of an exploratory round for me. Like I've got some lessons going on. I got some different things going on. Again, I'm always I feel like I'm always under construction. Some things went well, some things didn't go, you know, whatever. It was the day before we could score anyway. but not all bad. And then, you know, it looked like a little bit of rust on all of us, except Jermon. Jermon striping the irons pretty well. And he's playing it very, very modest, too. Just like, oh, you know, it's first time out. It made me suspicious, actually. Because he was like,
oh, wait a minute.
It's like, oh, yeah, no, it's just, I'm just knocking off rust like you guys. But he was really hitting the ball well, at least getting up to the green. And you know, same with Glenn. On you know, up and down holes here and there, but overall, just a beautiful day. As for the course, it's Waverly. If you haven't been to Waverly Woods, go. It was in great shape as it always is. Springtime firm. Those greens, glassy, glassy. Like front hit the front, roll off the back. I watched a number of pitches inside 100 yards wedge matrix, by the way, inside 100 yards by Glenn. Where he's you know 50, 60, 70 yards out, and he nails the green exactly where he wants, and it just he, like maybe middle, front middle, skips off, then just gone off the back, and he's got a chip or whatever. So if you're going out there now, just be prepared. They're very fast. But overall, a good time, and I know you were looking to get back out there to try it again this year, LB. So we definitely will give it another shot. I know you said all the uneven lies. But it's a beautiful course in great condition. And then, yeah, today, Sunday, we had LP. This one kind of came together late. This is the only tee time I could get. And there's a reason for that, that it wasn't booked and all the other ones. I've given up, man. I live here.
This is interesting. So now, who was with you? Who was with you?
Myself, Mike, and Wendell.
All right. Now, what was going on? Why are you close to giving up? Because I think you and I have been the last, and maybe Matt.
Matt Rocks, but we'll try to
hold on to the Lake Presidential. Like, I know.
So let me qualify.
I know
it.
It's pricey. I know, but
it was only 85. So it wasn't that much. It was only 85. Now I don't know what's going to get up to. You know, I don't know what season technically started, but I don't know what's going to get up to once we get to summer. But when I say giving up, like you said, Claude, I'm once a year. I mean, I live here. I should be able to play here once a year. But it's got to be reserved to like 6:30. To 6:45, I can barely do a seven. It took like 5 hours. We went to 9:45. Now look, I know it's spring golf. I know I talk about this every year, spring and fall, when the tee times are compressed and we're not getting our usual early tee times. But five is, and it wasn't crowded, or LV. It was not packed at all. It wasn't super packed, and just took forever. And I think the vibe that I get. So for those that don't know, so we play the round. The course itself. Let's talk about the course. The course itself. It's in fine condition. It looks a little bit springtimey, whatever, but it's okay. It's it needs to grow. It still needs to grow in a little bit here and there. That's okay because I think LP has good bones. Had good enough bones to be a U.S. Open qualifying spot years ago when it was managed by the Kiowa people. You know when they were doing it right. So that's okay. It's just I've come around to what Glenn was saying and what other people have said, Claude. It's just everything else.
Yeah.
The vibe I get is. Hey man, we give half a bleep. Let's say that it's not a fool. We don't give a bleep. It's just
we
like
give we want to have the appearance that we care.
Yeah, well, but really we don't. The range
at the end of the day, we really don't. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just fallen off. You have to realize for those who listen to me complain about this, like I've lived here since 2009 and have played it since, and it's just been this steady move
Decline.
Now, we
down.
want to
Yeah.
believe in it. We want to believe in it.
Yeah.
Because again,
Yeah.
if it's managed correctly and in good condition, it's one of the top courses in the state.
Yeah, and I
One
want to
of
be
the top
clear,
couple.
like when we talk about some of these bad courses, this isn't one where we're saying what could it be? I'm telling you, I have pictures of what it was. So it's just falling. And what I'm talking about specifically is like, things like, it's just the little details, Claude. They add up on you in the end. Like you talk about service all the time. The range used to be this perfect square of fairway grass. And you know they had the you'd have the markers going from end to end, and they would move them, and they'd tear. Now it's kind of it's not fairway grass. It's not mud. It's grass there, but it's patchy. It's some crabgrass. You can see it going the other way. The targets they used to bring out, they had free balls here at one time, Obi. For range balls, they would have the ball pyramid. You'd come out
Right.
back in the day when it was meant. Not anymore. There's that. The targets have fallen into disrepair, and just to make it acute for those who are listening who don't play LP or are not from here or whatever. We finished, so we get to the round. The round was okay. Again, it took forever, and I was like, I was done on 13. I'm trying to get better with the patience, but like, I'm so used to playing at our pace. By the way, Waverly, 4 hours, middle of the day, 4 hours, right on 4 hours, 10 to 2. So we finished, and we go to the bar. Myself, I had to buy $1 drink. We had a closest to the pin chipping contest, which I lost. So I bought $1 drink. And the TV, players is going on. Everybody's watching. And excuse me, what's on TV is not the players. It's like the NCAA tournament just on the one TV, and it's like fuzzy and rolling. It looks like from the 1980s where this you just get static and it looks terrible. It's like, well, what's going on? And so Wendell asked her about the bartender about it. She's like, yeah, I don't know how to. I guess it's on the antenna. I don't know how to work it. Which, to be fair, is not the bartender's. Well, maybe it's a bartender's job. But this is the point, Claude. This is the point.
Somebody should know.
They know how to change it. They go to Green Turtle. Anyone works there knows how to turn the
That
camera.
t that that's what I, that you exemplify what you said, Claude, where it's like, we want to give the it's a nice TV here, and this is a nice bar in a nice area. When we give the appearance that this should be nice, but it's not. We're gonna let you down. And and what you say all the time about service is true, Claude, where it's just like
It
it
costs
doesn't
me nothing.
just show me it doesn't take much. And let me be fair, the range attendant people and those guys are cool. I'm up there practicing all the time. They're good, but just I can just see everywhere where the management is just cost cutting. They're just like, oh, we don't need this, we don't need to maintain that, we don't need to maintain that, and we can charge $100 and people will pay it because where else are you gonna go? And so
And it's
unfortunately
crazy
the
about
answer
the
is MoCo.
TV. And because Wendell sends this text and he's just like, they don't, in fact, they don't have cable. It's like a regular antenna and they've got to maneuver to get, a steady picture. And
They
that
got
like,
over the air. Oh, they
and
got over
yes, and the crazy thing is,
the
why not just have a smart TV? Haven't you seen the commercials? Hulu, Dove's Live Sports. You can watch, like, get any kind of account, like just anything. You can't just have a TV in the bar area when you're a golf course. And it's fuzzy because you're using an antenna. You can't.
And it's more annoying because of the dissonance, Claude, because those who've been to LP, the clubhouse is beautiful. It's got wood, it's got so it's the
It has the
shell of
appearance.
something
It has the
great,
appearance of something.
yes, filled in by something subpar and just mediocre at best.
And
So,
by the way,
yeah.
like, I don't know how it is at LP. It's been okay. It's been all right as far as how fast, like, if you ordered any food, how fast the food will come. It's been all right for me in the past. But like Oak Creek, I will never order anything
Oh,
from
what
Oak
happened?
Creek. It never comes. It's just,
Oh.
you need to make sure you have 45 minutes, like just to wait. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's going to take 45 minutes, but you need to put that gap in your schedule if you're going to order something after you're around, that you're going to be waiting for about 35, 40 minutes. That's
Yeah.
just the way it is.
And so both of those courses for me are now basically in. Like I'm just here for the course because I think Oak Creek is a great course and I think LP is a great course. And it's like if I can get there at like 6:30, 6:45, it'll probably be around where it's just me, Matt, maybe Lou, like the PG guys and Mike. And we'll go out there and we'll get the run in real quick and we'll be out of there before everyone has a chance to slow it down, and everything else. And we won't be relying on the staff to do too much. You know what I mean?
Just here, just check me in, give me a bucket of balls and give me a card.
Give me a
That's
car.
good.
Let me be on my way. Yeah. So it's disappointing, but I mean, MoCo, here we go. You know what I'm saying? I got Laytonville booked for next week. I mean, we back in it, baby. It's game time. This is
Right,
game
there it
time.
is. There it is. Let's see. Anything else we got to hit golfing? Oh, you know what? There was a question that I asked in
Oh,
the beginning of the
yes.
day that I wish I would have thought of this when we were talking about the players, but we can circle back. is if you were, you know, in a tournament like the players, would you rather be like Shoffley and have a one-stroke lead heading into the final round, or would you rather play from two strokes back? And my answer was, in my head, I would like to have the lead. Like, I'd like to have the lead. I got some cushion. I know what I'm working on. But I feel like I would probably perform better if I was two strokes back, because I'd probably be nervous the entire time. Like, in my mind would be saying, don't lose the lead, don't lose the lead, don't lose. And every bad thing that I do, I'm saying, oh, you're going to lose it with that one. Oh, you're going to lose the lead with that one. As opposed to having to work my way up and say, oh, I could catch him. Oh, I still got a chance. I still got a chance. Because I just think, I think negatively every time that I'm on the course. Every time I stand over a ball, I think I'm going to do something bad.
I think the fact that if you going in, you know you have to be aggressive as to playing defense. You know you have to be on offense. I think it's probably easier, I put that in air quotes, underlined. It's probably easier to play aggressively when you know you, I know I need a birdie. I know I need to do this, than to be trying to play defensively. I think it's when the nerves and stuff comes in more, you know, psychologically.
You're more free. You're more free. And so I didn't answer this in the text cloud, but I did when I was around. I know Mike and Wendell. I don't know if Wendell chimed in, but I said, as soon as you sent it, like you, if you had to guess, which one do you think it would be for me?
If I had to guess, I would assume you'd want to be two strokes back.
Oh, 100,
You
you
want
100. I said, as
to
soon as I
walk
saw it,
him
I
out of
didn't even
there.
hesitate. I said, three. You say, even if it was three, that's fine. I like to chase. I like to chase. It's freeing. Like you said, same thing as you, Claude. It's freeing. And you know what? It's not, I don't think there's a wrong answer necessarily, because it depends on kind of your psychology. But the players you're competing against matter too, because as much as like, Scheffler is both. Where it's like, well, if Scheffler has the lead coming in, good luck. If you're three strokes by him, well, I'll battle for second. He doesn't
I mean,
give it
because
up.
you, I mean, any of those guys really could have won all eight. I mean, obviously, they was only
True.
a, you know, it's one stroke back. If they
I
had
mean,
just
Wyndham was the
played,
lip out away, right? Or from at
right,
least the
he at least
playoffs.
a tie, you know what I mean? And if they had just, if Wyndham, I don't even know what, he was minus four. So Shoffley was minus two for the ramp. I mean, really, if he's minus four, he wins. You know what I'm saying? You know what I
And he had a
mean? But,
bogey on the card too.
right, which really isn't a tall order. You mean, you think, especially when you wake up in the morning, you see this Burns is already in the shot minus eight. A minus four should be a given.
Yeah, especially with the way he was playing. And I was much I love so we talk about it all the time, man. Shoffley and Cantley. I love those two guys, but like when I saw it with the lead, I was like, "Oh, I don't know, brothers. It's getting a
Well,
little shaky. Can't stand success." Was that Bailey was talking about last week, right? It's like, I'm
but
here, I did it.
the way he finished on Saturday, I was really hoping, I was rooting for him. I really
I
was rooting for
agree.
Xander
I
to do
agree.
it.
That's an interesting thing, because you know what? I found myself not rooting against Wyndham Clark, but not wanting him to win. Like, I wasn't like happy when he was missing like a putter or anything like that. But I didn't want, and I don't know why. I have no clue why suddenly I didn't want to see Wyndham Clark win. He's done nothing to me. He seems like a nice guy. I've
I'm
watched
in the
his whole
same group
story.
club, weirdly, where I like I see him. I'm like, I prefer someone else win for some reason. I don't know why.
And I have no clue why. And look, you're gonna like the guy even more when you watch his story on Full Swing. I have no clue why I didn't want him to win. I wanted anybody else. I found myself saying anybody else other than Wyndham, and I have no clue. You know, why I felt that way. It was odd. It was an odd thing to feel, and I have no clue. But oh, one other thing too about that whole lead question too. So Brandel Chamblee had brought up a point on the Golf Channel's pre-round show that the person who had the 54 lead going into the 54 hole lead, like shot on average like 68 point something or another, like through the first three rounds, right? But historically in the players, that's what they would historically shoot the first three rounds. But the second round, I mean the final round, they would usually shoot right around like 72 something. And so he was like, so it almost like if you have that lead, you know, so if you're
You're
someone
destined
who
to lose.
yeah he said so if you're someone who's three, four, five strokes back, you're looking at this like this person's probably going to shoot par or close to par. And so if I can shoot that four under, that five, that six under round, I might be able to catch them. And that's exactly. Although I don't think Xander shot like 72, he shot under par, but
Minus two.
not enough to keep Scotty
And what
away.
was Scotty? 65? 7? 7 under?
He was minus eight. Scott was minus eight today.
Cold.
Exactly.
Just cold.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, kid went on the road. Buffalo got him. Yeah, you know, I'm telling you.
And he wasn't feeling well with his neck issue or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing that I wanted to bring up. He had a whole neck. Like, my neck hurts. I'll wait till Saturday, till Sunday to pour it on. I'll just creep around and just
lurks. I swear, people just seem to forget. Like, he doesn't keep doing this over and over again. But, you know.
Right. So, yeah. So, congratulations to him. I'm trying to think. Coming up in 2 weeks, I know we've got the Masters longer than that, but in 2 weeks you've got the women's amateur at Augusta, okay. Which I think is a really good start into the Masters, because you've got that, then you've got Drive, Trip, and Putt that Sunday, then you've got Masters week. So that's going to be a pretty cool way to get into it. So I'm looking forward to that that as well. And by the way, Augusta, you know, kudos for doing the amateur, like the U.S. Mm-hmm. amateur women, you know, at Augusta. But how about we get the LPGA on there too?
I mean, changes though, one thing at a time. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
We don't know if we want all them ladies here at Augusta Country.
We did Tiger in like 2000. We got that. Yo guys got there. All right, everybody chill out. Or obviously much earlier than that, but I'm glad they came around.
How about we let the LPGA up? Okay.
Yeah.
And again, shout out for the women's amateur. I just wonder what was it behind doing the amateur versus having the LPGA do a tournament there.
Probably some champion of that on their board. Someone who has a kid or someone close to them, mm-hmm. was like, hey,
yeah.
and caping up for
that
cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that'll be what it is. As soon as somebody from there has a friend or a distant cousin or something who's in the LPGA, but hey, maybe women can play here one time. Yeah.
Because wouldn't that be dope, man, to have the women play at Augusta, like, you know, the week before, and then have the men play, or have the women play the week after. You know what I mean? Like, I think that would be really, really
cool. Yeah, just like
really
you talked about the U.S. Open, the tennis. Yeah.
And the one other thing, they didn't have, if they had a media day at the Sawgrass, we didn't get that invite. I was really hoping somebody would say, hey, we're going to do a media day at the course. Come on down and play. Because
this ain't the country club in Delaware, but so come on, pay your $650 like everybody else. Yeah.
Man, we do that for Wilmington. You know, and it's funny.
That's Jim Nance. That's who that's for. He can come play, and the rest of y'all suckers.
Jim Nance can come and play the rest of y'all. That reminded me of when we went with the Caves Valley, man. Caves was beautiful, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, that's Golf DMV. We'll be back next week to talk a little more golf and catch up on rounds and all that other kind of stuff. Yeah, we'll be back.